Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Cando speaking. I'm sitting here at the bedside of children all over the world. Every evening I go from house to house, and I sit on the bedside table of children everywhere. Sometimes they don't have a bedside table, and I sit on the floor right next to their floor bed. But I'm there. And I tell the children, "Hey, you guys, it's Mr. Candle here. How you doing?" And they look at me and say, "Oh, my goodness, you're a candle. You can talk?" And I say, "Yes, I've been here every night, every day. I travel this way, and I talk to boys and girls everywhere in the world. And, you know, it is lots of fun." I was talking to some Indian children from India, and these Hindu Indian children, or various other types of children, were telling me that all life is precious. And I saw these, there was about three little girls and three little boys, and I was saying to them, "My goodness, life is so precious." And they said, "Oh yes, life is precious." And I said, "Well, now, do you ever step on an ant?" "No, no." "Do you ever kill a bug?" "Oh, no, no." "Do you ever eat meat?" "Oh, no, no." "What do you do?" "Well, we just respect all life because our mommy and daddy taught us to respect all life." "Well, why is that so important? What's so good about respecting all of life?" "Well, when you respect all of life, then all of life respects you." "Oh, that's a new pitch. Tell me more about that." "Mr. Candle, don't you know about that?" "Yes, I know about it, but I want to know about it from you. Tell me more about it, because I hear about it from many people, and I see it in work from many people, but I want to hear what you say." "Well," the girl spoke up and said, "Well, we do not kill anything. We wear a cloth across our face many times to keep any bugs from getting in and getting eaten by us by mistake. And we live so carefully that we do not step on bugs, that we do not kill anything, because we respect all life. All life is precious." And the little boy says, "Yes, my daddy says all life is precious, and it starts with our life." "Oh, is that right?" So the other little boy said, "Yes, my daddy says all life is precious, and it starts with our life. And he said that we should take care of our life to make sure that our life is always good and wonderful and loving." "Well, now, that's a good way to look at life and see that it's precious. But how do you look at your life and see that it's always good and loving? I mean, that'd be kind of tough sometimes. If somebody is angry at you and they want to hit you, and can you hit them back? Or can they hit you? Or can they get after you at all?" "Oh, no, no, no. We have no fights. We don't get angry with each other. We love one another. My daddy was teaching us, if we will always have unconditional love, that is love without a condition, then we will have a world that all life is considered precious." "Well, that is very good. How does your daddy illustrate that? How does he tell you examples about that? What would he say?" "Well, my dad says, if you give a smile, the world will give you a smile. If you give love, the world will give you love. If you give peace, the world will give you peace." "Oh, sure, that's easy to talk about, but how do you give love?" "Well, you just tell people how wonderful they are." "Well, what if they're not so wonderful?" "Well, you tell them how wonderful whatever it is you can figure out is wonderful about them. You look for their wonderful features. And what if they don't have any wonderful features?" "Then you tell them your wonderful features, because you look at them with your eyes, and you see them as you see yourself. And you tell them your wonderful features, and you know what they'll do? They'll say, 'Hey, what are you trying to put me on? And you say, no. Well, why do you say I'm so nice when you know I'm not nice? Well, because I know you're nice, because I know you're a nice guy, and I know that you're a kind of person I'd like to have as my friend because you're a nice guy. Oh, really? Oh, hey, okay. And immediately they forget the not niceness, and they start being the nice person because they didn't know that they were expected to be nice. And so when we do this, we put this cause in motion, and we respect that all life is precious, and we respect all emotions are precious, we respect that all creatures are precious, and not just kitty cats and puppy dogs and things like that that's fun to play with, but all life. And the life begins with our attitudes, and the life begins with our thoughts. You girls, my goodness sakes, your mommy and daddy certainly teach you a lot of good stuff. Well, we don't have a television, we don't have a radio, we don't have newspapers, and so my mommy and daddy sit with us every evening after we're done with our dinner, and then we sit and we talk about all life being precious. We sit and talk about how it is nice to be nice to other people and how it is nice to be unconditionally loving. What do you mean? Your mommies and daddy teach you that stuff? No, not that stuff. They teach stuff about that stuff. I don't know that they would use those words for it, but this is what our teachers in school have said to us too. And so we live this. We live these things. You mean that boys and girls think this way in India? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have thought this way for thousands of years, and this is what we will think for thousands of more years to come, because we believe that life is precious. We believe that all life is beyond imagination. It is so good and so beautiful and so pure, and that's what we believe. That's what our mommies and daddies teach us, and that's what our teachers in school teach us, and that's what everybody in our world teaches us. And that's what we teach our little brothers and sisters. And sometimes we have to teach it to our older brothers and sisters, too, when they forget. And why would they forget? Well, they forget because they think that they're getting to the point now where they can take over and do different things, not realizing that they can only take over where it's their right to take over. Well, how do you know when it's your right to take over? Well, we know it's our right to take over when our heart says it's okay. Oh, Mr. Cannell said, you believe in your heart, don't you? And the children said, oh, yes, we believe in our heart. Because our heart tells us exactly what is right to do, and so we always know what's right to do, and we know that all life is precious, starting with us. We know that. Hey, boys and girls, guess what? There comes Mr. Sandman, and he's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you and put you to sleep. Now, you lay down there in your beds, and you call your mommy and daddy and say, Mom, Pop, come here, I want to hug you. I want to tell you how much I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then be ready to go fast asleep and dream beautiful dreams with the pixie dust Mr. Sandman sprinkles on you. Now, boys and girls, it's always a joy to be with you, and I'll be back another night. So you snuggle down in your bed now, take your teddy bear and hug him and love him, and I will say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.